and it's March break in New Brunswick, which means kids are out of school and families are either enjoying some much-needed downtime together or scrambling to fill a week-long gap. The Atlantic Wildlife Institute is helping fill that gap this year with a March break camp for kids interested in spending time outdoors, learning more about nature. Greg Osowski and his partner Chris McLeod run the camp, which is based in the Education Center at the Atlantic Wildlife Institute, or AWI. Erica Butler stopped by to find out what 16 kids are up to in the wilds of Cookeville for 5 days in March.
What goes on at AWI March Break Camp?
March Break Camp. So basically, what's going on this week is a whole bunch of programming around nature-based programming. So we are learning about how maple syrup is made. We're gathering sap. We're going to have sugar on snow at the end of the week. We are learning how to use different plants for making rope. Also to make a pan flute with, that we're making a pan flute out of Japanese knotweed. We are having fun just sliding on snow.
Yeah.
Where we made snow sculptures.
Spending a fair amount of time outside, it sounds like.
A fair amount of it outside, yeah. And we're using the cold weather to make beautiful ice lanterns and icicles and what's the other thing that we're making? Sun catchers, that's it. Sun catchers. So we're using some of the berries that we might find in nature, or some needles and all different types of things that we're going to mix in with the water, and then we're going to let it freeze. So stuff like that.
Awesome. How many kids do you have this week?
We've got 16 kids at camp this week. So it's a great number. They're just a great group of kids. So it's been a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to the rest of the week.
This year's AWI March Break Camp is free for families thanks to a sponsorship by the JEA Crake Foundation. The foundation has been around for 45 years with a mandate to support educational programs and activities in the area of the humanities. A good part of its support goes to Mount Allison students and faculty, but the foundation also supports community groups in the Sackville area. Erica Butler called up the foundation's chair, Barclay Fleming, to find out more about the groups it supports.
It's amazing how many organizations there are that are involved in some way or another with education. We've funded the Tantramar Wetland Center, which is up at the high school, the Tantramar Heritage Trust, the Seniors College, the Sackville Festival of Early Music, which has a school outreach program, the former Tantramar Family Resources Center, groups like that. So every November, we receive applications for projects from organizations like that, and we make a decision in December as to which ones we can fund and to what degree.
Now, when people hear this, it will be in the midst of March break, and one of the programs you've chosen to support this year is a March break camp happening for kids at the Atlantic Wildlife Institute. Can you tell us a bit about why the Crake Foundation is supporting that camp?
Sure. Well, we received in late November an application from them to fund this day camp, which is, I think, directed to 10 to 14-year-old young people. And we were told that they were planning to immerse them in exploring forest lands, learning bushcraft, and doing some snowshoeing, identifying wildlife, looking for tracks, and examining scat, and also keeping a journal, and I think doing crafts, all these sorts of activities, which seemed to put the what they were proposing to do very well fitting into our mandate. So we decided to provide partial fund. What they had requested from us was some of the funding that they needed to run this camp. And of course, at that time, it wasn't known for sure that they would be able to do it given the pandemic. But luckily, things are opening up a bit more now, so they are able to do it. So we're very happy to know that. And we're looking forward to learning how it will have worked out.
Yeah. And I guess, I mean, the funding has gone towards making it sort of open. It's removed removed the sort of fees barrier that a lot of families would have. You know, March break programming, it, you know, can be expensive. It can really add up. So,
yes.
So I guess a lot of families who might not have the hundreds of dollars that would normally be needed to pay for a camp like this, they're able to send their kids this year.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you mentioned earlier you're interested in people knowing a bit more, and Sackville community organizations knowing a bit more about the Craik Foundation and what's available through there. Are you hoping to get the word out to maybe perhaps see more community groups approach the Craik with funding proposals?
Yeah. We do this in our own way, but we also ask that those who do get funding from us, you know, acknowledge it. And it's not because we want credit for it so much as we want people to be aware that this is a possibility that, we might fit under that. So, and, you know, once in a while we'll prompt people to apply. Like we'll say, were you aware that, I mean, we don't coach them as to how to prepare their application, but we do make them aware of that being a possibility. And we direct them to our website so they can see what's required.
All right, Barclay. Well, I appreciate you telling us about this today. Anything else you wanted to add before I let you go?
No. Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to you. And I think that this will be a very good opportunity. It's for a limited number of students, but I think it sounds to me like they're going to get a lot out of it.
And that was Barclay Fleming, chair of the JEA Craik Foundation, which is sponsoring this year's March Break Camp at the Atlantic Wildlife Institute in Cookeville. That's it for Tantrum Our Report for this Wednesday, March 9th. As always, we hope that you will get in touch with us with your comments or questions at news@chmafm.com. I'm David Gordon-Koch. Thanks for listening.